cooking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Ooh,
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me excitations.
Excitations. Good vibrations.
And good Thursday morning to you. It's 8:13 in the morning, 53 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Alex Greenewalt is on assignment this morning. We have so many different ways that you can access this great radio program. You can access it, of course, obviously on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, maybe on that mobile device through the WRHI app. Just simply download that app from your app store and you'll be good to go. You can also watch this program on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for CN2 and WRHI. If you've been thinking, gosh, what's going on within the arts community of York County, you're in luck because Melanie Cooper, the interim executive director for the Arts Council of York County, joins us here on Palmetto Mornings to let us know what's happening in the arts world. Good morning to you, Melanie.
Good morning.
Well, once again, a very busy month ahead.
It is.
So let's jump right on in. We've got our juried competition?
Yeah, the juried competition. It's our annual juried competition. We're in the 35th year this year, and the call for entries is open right now. It's open, I believe, through mid-May. So if you are interested in participating, essentially it's any work that hasn't been shown in the Dalton Gallery in the past 2 years. And so we are looking for all varieties of medium. We will take video, we'll take sculpture, we'll take painting. Probably not macaroni art, Lucas.
No, I was about to say, can I do that? But it's art, right?
It is art, if it's really good.
Yeah, okay. But this is open to anyone, right? So if I, this weekend, say I've been tinkering with something or I just want to start painting, I can do a piece or two pieces?
You can do up to 4 pieces.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And am I submitting like all 4 as one, or would you pick one? Or
each one's considered individually. Okay. So you could get one in, you could get all 4 in, or any combination.
Mm-hmm. So it goes up. So then at that point, does a jury select the ones that would be okay?
We do. We have a juror who will go through all of the different submissions, and they'll basically curate the show, and then they come in once the submissions that have been accepted are dropped off and they're hung, and that juror will make the decision as to what's best in show, what's first, second, third place, what gets honorable mentions. And the juror is never affiliated with the Arts Council. It's someone usually from outside the area who's coming in, so it's a fresh set of eyes. It is a national competition, so you are competing against people from all over the country, and it's open to adults 18 and up.
Fantastic. Yeah. So go ahead and get on that now. That deadline, again, Sunday, May the 5th.
Yes.
So Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
That helps everyone at home by midnight. All right. So what else do we have going on after that?
So we were talking earlier, the Arts Council is working on its strategic plan. The last one we had still included the Community Performance Center, and that's not been up for a couple of years now. So we thought it was time to figure out what direction we should be heading in. So we've been working with our board to do different sessions, learning about our strengths, our weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. But we want to hear from the community too. And so we're hosting focus groups. We're calling them Insight Lab Listening Sessions. We just had our first one yesterday, and we're having 2 more. We'll be having one for artists this Saturday. It actually is taking place right before our monthly artist meetup that happens every 4th Saturday. So it's the perfect time to come in, talk to us about what you'd like to see for the future, what you think we're doing well, what you think we could improve upon. Give us your ideas on different programs that you'd like to see us consider. And then there's another one next Wednesday in the evening for the general public. So if you can't make the local artist one, or you weren't able to make the one yesterday, the general public is open to everyone, and we'll be asking the same kinds of questions. It's very interactive. We've got some coloring, and we've got some different ways to find out your opinions, but we'll also be asking just straight questions as well. So we like to keep things creative.
That's my kind of input session.
That's
for
right.
Sure. These strategic plans for any kind of organization, they're so valuable Why?
They are. They guide you. They really tell you. They give you your roadmap for where you're starting and where you'd like to be in the next 5 years. That way, you're not just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping that something sticks. You're really trying to figure out how your place in the community and how you can serve it best. And so it really does keep you on track and with a goal in mind.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, people have opinions. We see them all the time on social media. So you turn those opinions into something that can actually make change right here in your backyard. And again, it's you hear from the artist community, which is so valuable, but you also hear from the general public. So it's an opportunity to hear from several different facets of our community, which again, we need everyone to make the world go round.
We do.
For sure. Melanie Cooper is with the Arts Council of York County. Melanie, when we look at our calendar of events, let's run through some important dates that folks maybe should put on their calendar.
So we've got the Ag and Art Tour, actually. It starts, I can't even believe I'm saying this, across the state next weekend. So the York County Tour takes place on June 10th, or 8th and 9th, sorry. But we're hosting kickoff events leading up to it. And so if you would like to go to Clover Harvest and have dinner or lunch with them, they are donating a portion of the proceeds on, I believe, May, 24th, to us. If you are going to the Strawberry Festival, go eat at Fort's Mill Eatery over on Main Street. They are donating a portion of the proceeds of items that contain strawberries in them to us, as well as cocktails. So we're excited about that. If you're here in Rock Hill, or if you'd like to have a meal prepared by Chef Rob and a few of his cohorts, he is doing a farm-to-table dinner at the Mercantile again for us, and that's on Sunday, June 2nd. So there are opportunities to taste what our farms are growing leading up to the event itself.
And keep in mind, York County was the first in the state out of 46 counties to kind of launch this Ag and Art Tour, which is a self-guided tour, right?
For That's
folks
right.
in our community to see artists.
Yes.
And they're partnered with farms, so you can see a real life working farm.
Yeah. And often they have educational programming. You can see how the farmers are growing things. A lot of them do hay rides. And then our artists, we ask them to actually be making things and teaching people really quickly, but what their process is, so that folks are learning like that these things are being created here, and it's actually people's hands touching these things that you're going to buy and enjoy in your homes.
We love that. I know we're pushing up against this break, but real quick, there's a senior interior design showcase by Winthrop students. What are the details on this?
So Winthrop University, they have their galleries, but once in a while they run out of space. And so they've come to us, and we are hosting the Winthrop senior interior design students, their final projects in the Lewandowski classroom gallery at the Center for the Arts. They're doing their reception during First Fridays, next Friday in the afternoon, I believe from 2 to 4 p.m. But their works are on display right now in that gallery.
So these will be the future interior designers that will tell us which couch to have and which pillows will need to match the curtains, right?
Right.
So see them before they're big and famous.
Exactly.
They are already big and famous, frankly, probably right now. That's fantastic. And that is kudos to a partnership that you all have between Winthrop and the Arts Council of York County.
Yeah.
Melanie Cooper always swings by these microphones once a month to let us know what's going on within the arts community. And we certainly appreciate you, Melanie. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.